Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be this wonderful day of August 22nd? Woohoo! Can you feel it? Can you feel fall in the air? Today we went out for a walk and with my pups, and there is that chill in the air. You know, those, I won't say the Indian summer days, but almost there. And it kind of feels like school, I think, started in D.C. today. But it feels like it's time to go back to school. And, wow, I'm so looking forward to the fall solstice. I'm looking for the fall. And are you ready to receive? Are you ready to harvest what you've been so beautifully planting? Are you ready? So that's why affirmations, I've been listening to Kryon for almost 10 years now. And I listen to, if you don't know, just go to Kryon, KRYON.com, and you're going to see he has free channelings. Every month he posts them, I think, and sometimes more than once. But lately, he's been saying affirmations are the way to go. You have to, the energies are ripe for you to take advantage of them with affirmations. Whatever it is that you want to change, whatever it is that you want to be, whatever it is that you want to have, you want to create, do affirmations for them. And I've been looking for a tool, for a kind of like a screensaver, if you will, where you could just write your affirmations. I used to have one back in the 2000, somewhere there. I had a screensaver where I wrote my affirmations and it would run in the background. It will flash real quick so that your subconscious will be the one getting the affirmations. And I was looking for something like that. I actually found it, and I am enjoying the program that I got. But then I made a slight modification to this past weekend. This past weekend also, I was asked by Saint Germain to stay off the internet, stay off the TV, stay off all electronics for the whole day, for a day. So my intention was to do that, and I was off the internet from midnight, let's say Sunday night, 12:01, until 6 p.m. on Sunday. That was my intention. I actually stay off the internet and the TV and everything until about 7:30 p.m. last night. And let me tell you, I am someone who is always on the internet, always working. I have appointments on the internet. They have customers calling in, needing something or other. I always have my phone. I always have the electronic leash, right? So I said, okay, this is for me. I'm going to make me a priority. So I turned everything off, and I was just reading and reading and reading. And actually, I found this wonderful book that I was gifted. And the book is called Choose and Receive by Kathy Brody, B-R-O-D-I-E. You can get it on Kindle. Actually, you might even be able to get it for free right now if you go to Amazon.com. And the name of the book is Choose and Receive. The author is Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, Brody, B-R-O-D-I-E. And she also talks about affirmations in her book. It's kind of synchronicity, right? I was looking for an affirmation software so that I could go ahead and put it in the background so I could make changes in my subconscious. And because client keeps telling me, you got to do this, you got to do this, you got to do this. And then here is Kathy, who is also, she also listens to Saint Germain. And she's very much guided by Saint Germain, and she's talking about affirmations, but not affirmations as in, I am wonderful, I am successful, I am the I am blank, okay? she's talking a slightly different variation from that, because we have done the I am, and it works for most of us. It works for us. It works for me. I can say that. Because everything that you say, I am blank, then you are programming yourself to be that, right? That's why you got to be careful when you say words to yourself. When you say, I am an alcoholic, you're making yourself, no, you're not an alcoholic. You abuse the substance, okay? But you are not an alcoholic. You are a wonderful person, but you abuse alcohol, let's say, okay? So everything that, once you say I am, you're making it into your being. So she made the change, and she writes about this. It's an easy, I love her writing. I really love her writing, and it's an easy reading. So she says, instead of saying the I am, which most people usually have a blockage, because if you have a blockage, it will take a while for you to achieve what you're asking for. And that is true. You know, when you have a purpose, when you have something, how many times have you gone shopping and you say, I want what would it take for a parking space open right by the door? And you show up and there's an empty space that you can park right away. And you don't have to look for it, right? Or you ask for something and it's there. And you create it just like that. Other things, you have trouble manifesting, actualizing, because in your subconscious you have something else that is blocking that, the actualization of it. Maybe you don't believe it. I am rich. Maybe if you say the affirmation of I am rich, I am filthy rich, I am wealthy, but your subconscious doesn't believe it because in some other, for whatever reason, you don't believe it. Okay? Now, instead of saying I am, instead, if you use I choose to be rich, I choose to have a wonderful day, I choose to have a harmonious relationship, the I choose, now it's a choice. It's not something, when you make a choice, it's more believable to you that it can come through. So if you are having problems in your relationship, if you say, I choose to have a harmonious and happy relationship with my children, and as soon as you say that, feel into it. Feel the energy is moving. We've talked about energy. We've talked about energy coming to you. Feel everything. Energy is like to move. It likes to move. Whenever energy gets stagnant, that's when we have problems. If energy gets stagnant in your body, you have an intensity or what else is known as a pain, and then you have to let that go. Whenever you have a stagnation in your finances, either money doesn't come in or you have more bills coming in than income coming in. So there's a stagnation in finances. Whenever there's a stagnation of energy in a relationship, you can feel it building, and it's not comfortable. So instead, if you say choice, if you use choice, I choose. When you wake up in the morning, I choose to have ease with my work today. I choose to have ease in my commute to work and back. I choose to have ease with everything I do today. I choose to have wonderful adventures in today's trip to whatever. I choose to attract clients with ease. Just for today, see, it's slightly different. When you choose something, then you don't have to overcome something that your subconscious might think. It's a belief that you've held it forever and ever and ever. Because now it's a choice, and you always have choices. That is the one thing, you always have choice. It's all your choice, whatever you do. Okay? So practice with the affirmations of choosing. And you can go ahead and try all affirmations that you used to do. I choose. I choose. I choose to enjoy my afternoon. I choose to enjoy my life. I choose to have happy and joyful relationships. I choose to find a mate that is compatible with me. I choose. It's all about choosing. Try it. It's something that perhaps it will work for you. I'm not going to say it will work for you and then you're going to do it and it doesn't work and then you're going to judge you. But remember, one thing about affirmations, okay? You have to say it from the heart. If you have the affirmations like what we used to do before, which was an automatic, oh, I choose this, I am that I am, I am successful, I am rich, I am gratitude, I am, you know, without really feeling it and getting to that emotional, getting to your heart and into that emotional connection, then you're also not going to do it. But the I choose, think about you choosing it, actually choosing it. I choose to have a wonderful day. Now, right away, you're changing the energy and the energy to start working for you. And right away, you feel different, right? So try it. Try just select 5 affirmations to do a day. Whatever they might be, whatever it is that you might want to start working on, choose 5 and then just do them with the I choose. If you have affirmations that say, I am healthy, I am slim, say, I choose to be healthy. I choose to be slim. I choose to have a toned body. I choose to have harmonious relationships. I choose to just 5 of them. Don't overstress yourself. I choose to get to my destination on time. I choose to make all my appointments on time. I choose to whatever it is that you're willing to that you're looking to change. Use the I choose. Just try it. See how that works for you. Today, you know, last night I was working on one, and I said, I choose to have a wonderful day. And oh my gosh, look at what wonderful today is. Look how wonderful it is. It was so beautiful. It was very low humidity. Remember last weekend, you could barely breathe. It was you would go outside and just wanted to melt, and then you would come home, and it's like, oh my God. So just think, what would you like to create your life like? And then say, I choose what you want your life to be like. I choose to have a new car. I choose to drive, you know. Don't say, if you're looking for, don't be specific as to the kind of car. If you're looking for a new car, don't be specific as to the kind of car you want. Don't say, I want a BMW, I want it to be gray, I want it to have leather seats, I choose to drive a car that makes my body sing. And that's it. And then keep saying that, and then you're shifting the energies, you're moving energies. Now you're putting an order there, and the universe is going to say, okay, let's go ahead and help this creator. The creator's asking for it. When the creator asks, the creator gets it. But you got to do it with feeling. Oh my gosh, that is so cool. So how are you guys doing from last week? Last week we did the healing energies for the pancreas and leveling of the sugar, balancing the sugar in the body. So how are you guys doing? How did that work for you? I got a I got a notification that really felt good, and from one of you guys, and after you listened to it, and it was great to hear that. Now, the other thing you might want to do, if you're having health problems or anything like that, remember I said before, talk to your body, okay? Now, talking to your body, you ask, body, what is this? What can we do about it? Can we change it? And as soon as you acknowledge it, the body says, oh, we want to change. And then once you get a feeling to it, though. And once you do feel into it and your body pays attention to it, it will make a slight change. And then you ask, body, how does it get any better than this? And your body's going to say, oh, she wants more change. And then you will make another slight adjustment. And then you say, body, how does it get any better than this? And you keep saying, how does it get any better until it gets better? Because every time you ask, you will change it. You will change it. Now, the other thing, you know how people are always talking about, hey, you got to have a balanced chakra. You got to balance your chakras. You got to balance. You are the creator. You are in charge of you. You are in charge of your being. So take a deep breath right now. And exhale. I want you to focus on you, inside of you. Take one more deep breath. Exhale. And it's best if you close your eyes when you do this. If you're driving or operating a machine, please do not do this right now. But close your eyes as you breathe. Once you close your eyes, you got to focus on the inside. You got to focus on what's going on inside your body. So take a deep breath and just focus on you. Breathe in and breathe out. Now, repeat after me. Dear spirit inside, please balance my chakras, breathing. Did you feel that? That's all you have to do. You have to ask your dear spirit inside of you to balance your chakras. Those of you who have any issues with your health, with your body, ask the spirit to help you to change it. And you said, dear spirit inside, I choose to change, my liver enzymes, if you're having high liver enzymes. Dear spirit inside, I choose to change my anger. Dear spirit inside, I choose to detoxify my liver. And you are asking yourself in your body. First, you have that connection with you. You have that connection with your higher self, because your spirit is the higher self. It's you. You're all of it, right? So you're talking to you. And then you will ask your spirit to assist you in doing this. When you say, I choose to balance my sugar levels, I choose to balance my, when you are angry, and that anger, that emotion, unbalances your liver. So if you say, dear spirit inside, I choose to balance my liver, you're going to feel it in your liver. Now, there are many different modalities and many different of everything. There is one pink slip that some of you are waiting for, to choose something else. If this is it, give it a shot. Give it a shot and see if this is the one pink slip. All it takes is for you to want to change, to want to make a shift. And you can say, I choose to detoxify my liver. And you will feel that in your body. I choose balance emotions. And you will feel that in your body. You are a self-contained healing machine. But you have to give yourself the permission to do so. Everybody else, all the other healers, they're only there for them to be the pink slip to you. Nobody can heal you other than you. If you're expecting someone to heal you, that's not going to happen because it's you about you. It's you giving the permission for the healing to take place. Does that make sense? Everybody else is just a conduit, the pink slip, as Bashar says. That is your pink slip. And that will make it. Once you accept that you have that choice, and it's all about you. There is no limit to you. But it's all about choice. So, using the affirmations of I choose, you can also use the affirmation, dear spirit inside, I choose to change my reality now. I choose this reality to be gentler and easier for me. Dear spirit inside, I choose to have more ease at work. So the I choose is the key word here. What can you create? What do you know that nobody knows, that you only you can create? What is that? Are you ready? Are you ready for this new reality that you can create? One of the ladies in Facebook, she was saying that her son keeps saying that this is just a dream. What does he know? This is just a dream. This is a hologram. Can you imagine? This is a hologram made from by you and by everybody else you co-create with. Now, if you are so powerful that you create a reality that is so real, what else can you create? Can you create a different reality, one where everybody is kind to each other, one where everybody's happy and joyful, one where people help each other, one where there is no war? What would life be like if we had to live 100,000 years? How would we change? Yeah, these are things I was thinking about while I didn't have internet yesterday. What would be different? How would we behave if you had to live next to your neighbor for the next 999,000 years? What kind of society will we create? Dear spirit inside, I choose it's in reality. Show me what else is possible. See? What else is possible? And having to scrape by, having to make do, that's not for me. We created this reality, this hologram here. We created it. let's create something bigger. Let's create something that really is worth creating. We've already experienced this. I get that we're here for an experience. I get that. So do you. But now let's experience fun, and joy, and laughter, and abundance, and plentitude. What would it take for us to create that? Dear Spirit inside, I choose abundance. I choose a different reality. What would it take? Remember, the way it shows up is not the way you're going to think it should show up. Okay? And remember, by saying I choose, you're not putting any obstacles in your path. You're not putting any obstacles. You're just choosing something different. You can choose something new every 10 seconds, you know? Have you tried that? Let's try it. Okay, so choose something. I choose to be happy. Something else. I choose to be joyful. Something else. I choose to be slim. Something else. I choose to be a blonde. Something else. I choose to have blonde. I choose to have blue eyes. Something else. I choose to have, I choose to be tall. Something else. I choose to be in nature. Something else. I choose to run. Something else. I choose to drink champagne. Something else. I choose to fly. Something else. I choose to swim. Something else. I choose to dive with dolphins. Something else. I choose to write a book. Something else. I choose to sing a song. Something else. I choose to dance. Something else. I choose to enjoy the grass. Something else. I choose to smell the flowers. Something else. I choose to lay down. Something else. I choose to dream. Something else. I choose to watch TV. Something else. Where are you? After how many chooses have you to leave you behind? You can choose every 10 seconds. Practice. Nothing is forever. Nothing is stagnant. When you decide, I chose this and I cannot choose anything else, that's the end. Yes, you chose it. Yes, there are consequences to it, but you can still make another choice. There's nothing wrong with that. Try it. Go and make 10 different choices in 1 minute. Just do it. Practice. How do I choose? Just think about it. Doesn't have to be, you know, something that makes sense. Doesn't have to be. Just choose to be a bird. Choose to be a butterfly. Choose to be a leaf. Choose to be a blade of grass. Choose it to be a petal. You can choose, you know, just like that. Practice. Most people, after the third choice, they don't know what else to select. Practice that. And my friends, let's choose a different reality. Just for today, I choose peace. For all of you, if you feel desire. You cannot choose for someone else, only they can choose it for them. So you can open the door for them, you can leave it ajar, only they can push it and walk through it. My friends, it's been my honor and my pleasure to be here with you. Remember, affirmation in the way of I choose to have a harmonious and loving relationship. Thank you very much. Until next week. Bye-bye.